Our Father and Lord, we come praises this morning. You come and talk to our hearts. We are ready to listen to you. We are ready to share the word. You know the need of each of us. So Father, deliver your word and help us to translate it into actions in our daily life. Glory to your name, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We are going to read in Daniel. We'll read in Daniel chapter 3. We were supposed to read the whole chapter, but we are going to choose some verses from 12 until 18. Daniel 3. But there are some Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who pay no attention to you, Your Majesty. They never serve your gods nor worship the image of gold you have set up. Furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king, and that you do not serve my gods and worship the image of gold I have set up. Now when you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, and harp, and the pipe, and all kind of music, if you are ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good. But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand? Meshach and Abednego replied to him, King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, Your Majesty, that we will not serve your gods and worship the image of God you have set up. That is the word of God. Yes, you remember our theme this year, when the foundations are being destroyed, or when the foundations are destroyed, what can the right do? So the response today is that when the foundations are destroyed, the response is very simple, that the right must live like Meshach, Abednego, and Shadrach. When the foundations are being destroyed, the right must behave like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The DRC today, and I think the North Kivu and Goma, is crying out and looking for someone like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. And I think that even the world today is looking for men, women, boys, and girls who are ready to behave like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. The model today is coming from these people. These young people, very young. I may even call them today teenagers. They are not old, these people, but they are very, very young. Daniel and his friend. So the model today is coming from them. When conviction, which comes from their heart, which does not change, which is not based on circumstances, they are straight and they have taken the decision. They have chosen integrity. So they are giving to us the model as the DRC. You know that the DRC today is looking for people who are ready to live the integrity when it comes to this issue of conflict, ethnic conflict. People who cannot judge because of ethnic people belonging. The world is looking for people who cannot judge because of the color of the skin. They are ready to stay with each person, even if he is different from them. So the world is looking for Daniel and his friend. The world is looking for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The world is crying up. Today we are going to talk about this model and look at the way they are facing the pressure. The first word is the pressure to sin, the pressure to bow down to other God. The second point is the price of integrity. And the third word is the promise from God to protect those who decide to choose integrity. Let us start with the pressure to bow, the pressure to sin, the pressure to give priority to other things than God. And I know that every person here is facing this kind of pressure every day. The pressure to sin, the pressure to bow and worship another God, the pressure to give priority to other things than the Almighty. And that pressure is permanent every day. And I think this city, the city of Goma today, which is going under the pressure of insecurity, the pressure of war, the pressure is very, very high. And most of us are vulnerable. What are we going to eat today? The pressure of looking for food, the pressure of looking for security, and it is possible to forget God and to look for something out of Him and to bow to other God. The story we are talking today is not a story of conflict or a story of war as it is in DRC, but it is a story of worshiping other God than the true God. And the story tells us that the king Nebuchadnezzar built a huge image of gold, and then he called everybody, the leaders and people from all the corners of his country, to come and worship that idol. And it is written in verse 5, as soon as you hear the music, you are to fall down and worship the image. That is Nebuchadnezzar who is saying that. This same Nebuchadnezzar, you remember if you read the book of Daniel, this is the same Nebuchadnezzar who called the whole people of the country and called them to come and worship the God of Daniel. Than the God of Daniel. And this is because the God of Daniel was able to remind him his dream and explain it. So he said, okay, then I find that there is no other God. He called all citizens of this country to come and bow down to the God of Daniel. But here, the same Nebuchadnezzar is calling the entire country to come and bow down to his idol, the golden idol. So you see how people can change. Today people may say, you worship the true God, but days after and year after, you may find the same people calling people to bow down to idols. And that is the situation of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The Bible tells us that these people decided to choose integrity. In our context of North Kivu, of Goma, the context of war, the context of hunger, the context of insecurity, which kind of pressure do you have today? Try to think about it. Which kind of pressure do you have? Maybe the pressure of stealing because you have nothing. Maybe the pressure of putting your confidence in army groups. Maybe the pressure of putting your confidence in what we call local defense instead of God. Maybe the pressure of putting your confidence in someone who will give you money, who will give you food, your boss, your leader. And that is possible. Today, people are vulnerable. So pay attention and take the example of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They said, we will not bow to your God, Nebuchadnezzar. We have decided from our inner heart that we will not do that. When the foundations are destroyed, you have to decide and to choose to live like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The pressure of Satan is putting on us, the children of God. He will come again and again to ask whether you can worship him, whether you can give priority to other things than God. You remember the Bible tells us that we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against principality and powers and rulers of darkness. So be aware, when we are going through this crisis of M23, think about that we are not fighting against flesh and blood. The pressure of sinning. And if you decide to choose integrity, then our second point is you must be ready to pay the price. Don't choose and you are not ready to pay the price. These three teenagers, as I said, they decided to choose integrity and they were ready to pay the price. If you want to stay faithful to God, always remember that you have to pay the price. If you want to be, to stand as a person who has chosen integrity, choose also to pay the price. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego choose not to bow down to other idol, to other God. And because of that, see below what happened. The first thing which happened is jealousy. When we read the Bible, we read that these Jewish men are not worshiping the idol. That word is coming from their colleague, and that is jealousy. How come that we all are worshiping the idol, but not these Jews. That is jealousy. And it will not come from far. It will come from your colleague because you have decided to choose integrity. The second thing is the anger and rage of your enemy. When you read verse 13, we read that Nebuchadnezzar was angry and he called these people and said, "Is it true that you have decided not to bow down to the idol?" He was very, very angry. So when you choose integrity, be ready to face anger and rage of your enemy. The third thing, when you choose integrity, be ready to face pressure day after day. And as the days are going on, the pressure is also going up. And Satan will come again and again. When you read verse 15, it is written, Nebuchadnezzar came and said, "I will give you another chance. If you decide to bow down, then you will not be thrown in the blazing furnace fire." So Satan will come again and again to try and repeat the same thing so that you may decide to lose your integrity. So be ready that Satan will come today, he will come tomorrow, he will come the following day and repeating the same thing to you. The last thing which will happen is that they will challenge your God. They will ask you if your God is able to save you. And that is what happened to our friends here. Nebuchadnezzar said in verse 15, "What God will be able to rescue you from my hands?" Do you believe that you have a God who will rescue? And that's what we read in the Bible everywhere. If you read Psalm 115, verse 2, you read the following. "Why do the nations say, where is their God?" So when you have chosen integrity, you will also not only challenge it, but your God also will be challenged. And the difference here is that these three persons have decided, they are not pushed to choose integrity, but they decided from their heart to choose integrity and to pay the price. So they have the willing to pay. They are not pushed to pay, but they are ready to pay the price from their heart. They are not worshiping because everybody is worshiping. No. They do not worship because it is written in the constitution of the country. No. If it is written in the constitution and that is violating the word of God, they say, "We will not worship," even when it is written in our constitution. So these people have decided, they are ready, they have the willing to pay the price of integrity. So be ready to pay. Be ready to take your cross. Be ready to crucify all your sinful desire. Be ready to pay the price. And when you are ready to pay the price, then the promise from God is that you will be protected. And your protection is sure, because you have chosen integrity. And then you have also decided to pay the price. Then the following is that you will be protected. The protection is sure for those who decide to stand and be be to choose integrity and pay the price. Nebuchadnezzar is asking here a very simple and clear question to these friends. Do you believe that your God will save you from the furnace of blazing fire? The question is clear. You cannot say that, I don't understand the question. Can you repeat it again? The question is, do you believe you have a God who can save you from the furnace of blazing fire? I think we have to respond to this question, especially we people who are living in Goma. I'm not Nebuchadnezzar, but I'm repeating the question to you. Do you believe that you have a God who is able to save you from the furnace of blazing fire? I think Congolese have to respond to this question. And those who are living in Goma, in North Kivu, in Ituri, in Ruchuru. And I think even Christians from the entire world have to respond to this question. You, Congolese, do you believe you have a God who can save you from the hands of your enemies? Then the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is challenged. You can read in verse 17. These teenagers responded, "Yes, our God we serve is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire. And he will deliver us out of your hand. But even if he does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your God or worship your golden image that you have set up." Wow. What level of integrity? The God whom we serve. And I wanted to underline that second word. The God whom we serve. It is not every kind of God, but it is the God we are serving. That God we are serving is able to save us from your hand, you, Nebuchadnezzar. So these people are just praying what we always pray. Our God is able, but may his will be done. He is able to save us, but if he does not save us, may his will be done. But if he does not save us, we will not worship your God. So it is the same prayer. Our God is able, but he responds according to his will. Our God is able to save us. Our God is able to heal you. He is able to heal me. Our God is able to end the war. That's what we believe. But he responds according to his will. And if he does not want to save us from your furnace, blazing fire, we will not bow to your God. So our God is able, but he does it according to his will. And I think we people who are living in Goma and North Kivu, we have to believe that. We have to respond like these brothers. that our God, whom we serve, will deliver us from the plans against the DRC. Our God is able to save us from the furnace. We are like in a furnace in country, in DRC. We are in a furnace, but our God is able to save us. And if he does not want to save us, we will not worship your idol. I think we should cling to that every day and stand like Meshach, Abednego, and Shadrach. I'm going to read to you at the end of this sermon, I'm going to read to you two verses. And when I'm reading them, choose one, because I will ask you which verse fit to your thinking. Verse 1, Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43, verse 2. I'm going to read it slowly. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. I think that is a kind of verse Congolese want to listen to every day. But let me read the second verse to you. Revelation 2, verse 10. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast some of you into prison, that you may be tested. And you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Which verse between Isaiah and Revelation do you want to choose today? I know that Congolese will choose very, very easily Isaiah 43. That is the good verse today. But also Revelation is addressed to us. So you may choose Isaiah, and God will choose Revelation to you. So how are you going to behave? The two verses are addressed to us today. We people of Congo who are going through the furnace. Be ready. Don't fear. Some of us may be put to prison and others be tested. But the Lord said, don't fear. It is just for 10 days. It is short. And after that, I will give you the crown of life. So if you are asked to choose between this verse, choose last Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. Choose God. He is the one who is going to choose the verse which fit for you this week, even today. If you have to go to prison today, if that is according to the word of God, choose it and go. It is just for 10 days. It is very short. And after that, you will receive the crown of life. When the foundations are destroyed, or when the foundations are being destroyed, the righteous must behave like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. May the Lord bless his word. Amen.